Hello, welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to our Bible study. I want to please apologize for coming later than scheduled. Please, I need you to pardon me because I needed to attend to someone who needed attention on the health. So I was on the phone praying for a long time. Welcome, and I believe God that this Bible study is going to produce fruits in your life. What God said to us in John 15 is that a fruit that will remain and will abide. And I'm believing God that as you go into the Word of God, God will reach out to you. In the book of Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, and nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight." Psalm 1, 1 to 3. But I like what the Message translation says. If you bring up the Message translation of that, the message translation says, he chose scripture. He said, instead, bring verse 1 up. Verse 1 said, how well God must like you. How well God must like you. When you don't hang out at Sin Saloon. Saloon, where women make their hair. So there's a saloon called Sin Saloon. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. You don't slink along the dead end road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Sin Saloon, Dead End Road, Smart Mouth College. Verse 2. It says, instead, you chill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You chew scripture day and night. Verse 3. You are a tree planted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in bosom. So that's what God says to us when you are addicted to the word of God. You know, people say all things work together for good to them that love God. They don't know that scripture is so deep. That's Romans 8:28. That scripture is so very deep, especially if you read it in the Amplified. Romans 8:28 in the Amplified. It says, God being your partner. He said, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to his desire and purpose. In other words, things cannot work together for good unless God is your partner. Whatever is happening now is fitting into a plan. So God has to be your partner for things to work together for good. I'm just introducing this and just wanting to know how you need to get God involved in your life. And I believe, God, that this should become a very, very divine elevation for you and all that concerns you. Like we do, we have to worship God. Worship gives you access into revelations. Isaiah 12 and verse 3, with joy shall we draw water from the wells of salvation. Father, I want to thank you. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are the God that opens doors no man can shut. God of everything, no one like you. Father, I want to bless your name. We want to thank you. We want to exalt you. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name. I put you in front. In front of my melody, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. How make room for two? It's you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. 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 You are all that matters.
You are all that matters.
Bless your name. We exalt your holy name. We bless you. We say we love you. Spirit of God, we ask that you mold us into divine nature by your word. By your word. You see, we are with open face, beholding the glory of the Son of God as in a mirror, and we are transformed from one glory to another glory. We ask by your Spirit and by your grace, you move us from glory to glory, from good to better, from better to best, from best to grace, that we enjoy intimacy and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We say we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, we are going to consider something from the Word of God in Psalm 106. Psalm 106. We'll read verse 4. I want to talk about walking in favor. We're going to be doing that. I'll handle that today and I'll complete it on Friday in our prayer and miracle service. Don't forget, Friday is our prayer and always our prayer and warfare and healing service. You don't want to miss that, okay? Now, we're going to consider walking in favor. Walking in favor. Please, I need you. When you are doing a study, you must be very, very alert and ready to learn. Get a pen, get a paper. Whenever I come with God's word, it's important because something new is going to come your way. You need to learn. You need to learn. The Bible says in Acts 17:11 that the Berea Christians were more noble than the Christians in Thessalonica. They received the word of God, it's all readiness of that, and they went back to search if the things were so. To search the scripture if it was so. You know, Matthew 22:29, when Jesus was talking to a group of people, and he said to them, he said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." You cannot extricate the power of God from the word of God. The word of God is the power of God. Okay? Hebrews 1:3. Who being the express image of his person, the brightness of his glory, upholds all things by the word of his power. So you cannot separate the word of God from the power of God. Sometimes people ask me a question. They say, "Apostle, how do we hear God?" And it's so painful that when they ask that question, I look at their motive. They are not interested in hearing God because they want to enjoy him, because they want direction. Many of them are interested in hearing God because they want to prophesy. Some are interested in hearing God because they want to do maybe ministry or maybe impress people. And I say, no, don't be interested in hearing God because you want to display a gift. Be interested in hearing God because you want fellowship. When you begin to enjoy fellowship, you naturally walk into the gift of God. So, and one of the easiest ways to hear God is to read God. When you read and study God, it comes upon you. No one laid hands on me for the gift of prophecy. I began to fellowship with God, and somehow I began to get used to His voice, used to how He speaks. And when you become addicted to His word, you get clarity of His voice. Psalm 106 verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Walking in favor. No matter the gift you have, no matter the talent, no matter your degree, no matter your certificate, no matter how schooled you think you are, you can never go beyond the limit without favor. Favor is what breaks protocol. Favor is celestial selection overruling terrestrial explanation. Celestial, the heavens, selection overruling terrestrial explanation. When you are selected by heaven, favor is God's extra on your ordinary. Favor is God's extra on your ordinary. Favor is divine super on your human natural. Favor is that element that comes on you and it makes you preferred. It rubbishes certificate. It rubbishes degrees. It rubbishes protocols. Now, there are people who have gone to the mountain. Let me say this to you. The best footballers today on earth are not the Ronaldos, are not the Messi. Those guys are favored. There are some people, when they kick the ball knows them, they know the ball. But they are still in interiors, in villages. Why? Lack of favor. There are people who are preachers of the gospel. When they take this gospel, they will preach it so deeply. They have so much depth of understanding, but they are not known because of the absence of favor. There are people who are in several professions, who are talented. They can do music. Today, they are in serious. Some of them are singing in the farms. Some are singing in the villages. Why? They are lack favor. There are professors today who are broke and poor. They wrote books that are outstanding, but favor never rested on those books. He said, remember me. For now, for someone to say remember me means the person was forgotten. So meaning favor is divine remembrance. When God decides to remember a man, God remembers him by favor. Only favor. That's what will help you to stand out in your life, to become that which God wants you to become. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 21, he said, I will give my people favor, and when they shall leave, they shall not go empty. Favor helps you to be full. You cannot be favored and be empty handed. In Exodus 11 verse 3, he said the same thing with Exodus 12:36. He said, and God gave the people favor. 12:36, he gave the people favor. He said, and they collected from the Egyptian all that they needed. We see a young girl by the name of Esther. Esther was an orphan. She lost her father at the age of 12. She was an orphan. Not just an orphan, she was a captive. She was taken into Babylon as a captive, alongside with her uncle, Mordecai. Now, she was not just in a strange land. She was also an orphan. But she became the queen. She became the queen. She stood out. And it's very strange, because for you to be the queen, you are supposed to be an indigene of that nation. She was a stranger. But she became the queen. How? Esther chapter 2 verse 15. She found favor. She found favor. Esther chapter 2 verse 17. She found favor. Grace and favor. Esther chapter 5 and verse 2. He repeated the same thing. She found favor. She obtained favor. Look at the way she related with the king. In Esther chapter 7 verse 3, she said to the king, if I find favor in your sight. If I find favor in your sight. She knew where her strength was. Esther chapter 5 verse 8, she said the same thing to the king. If I find favor in your sight. She knew where her strength was. Esther chapter 8 verse 5, she repeated again, if I find favor in your sight. That's what helped people to stand out. Esther chapter, chapter 5 verse 12, he said, thou shalt bless the righteous and favor him with a shield. He will encompass him with favor like a shield. Okay? When God blesses the righteous, the proof is that he is favored. Now, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 30 verse 5, in his favor is life. What makes a man see reason to live is favor. Favor gives you, when you are favored, life is exciting. When you are favored, life is sweet. When you are favored by God, men must favor you. Favor with God brings flavor amongst men. Favor with God brings flavor. Luke chapter 2 verse 52, he said Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and earned favor with God and man. The same thing in 1 Samuel 2:26. Okay, that Samuel had favor with God and with man. People saw Samuel because God had, you see, when you have divine favor, you can't suffer human rejection. Whenever you do anything, you're going out for a job interview, you're going out for anything, the first you must ask God for, Lord, give me favor. Whenever you are favored by God, you are preferred by men. Favor is supernatural preference over earthly affairs. He said, thou remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy visitation. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy visitation. So favor is very important. Favor is important. Favor is important. Favor changes. Favor, what you cannot get in a lifetime of labor, you will get it in a moment of favor. 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 Look at Daniel, for example. Look at Daniel. There were four people that were taken from captivity. One was Shadrach, one was Meshach, one was Abednego, one was Ezekiel. Okay? Was Ezekiel. Plus Daniel, five of them were taken from captivity. They picked these five boys. But while they were taking them to Babylon, when they got to Sheba, heaven opened unto Ezekiel. Many of you don't even know that. Heaven opened unto Ezekiel. Ezekiel was among the captives. But when it got to Sheba, heaven opened. Read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. You understand what Ezekiel said, heaven was open. That was why Ezekiel stayed back and the four of them were taken. He said that it came to pass in the 20th year, in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Sheba, that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. Heaven opened, but only one man caught the vision. So he wasn't taken among those to captivity. Shadrach was taken, Meshach was taken, Abednego was taken. Daniel was taken. But when Daniel got there, something stood Daniel out. And that is why when you are talking of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, you speak of three of them together. You speak of Daniel as a separate entity. Four of them. But Daniel was a separate entity. You know why? In Daniel 1 verse 9, he gave us the clear reason why. He said, and God brought Daniel into favor. That is why. Well, Daniel was not in the, he had no business with the flaming fire. The only confrontation Daniel ever had was in the lion's den. And it was even presidents that conspired against him. It wasn't nobody's. It was presidents that conspired against him. He was already elevated. Daniel was the vice president to three presidents. Ahasuerus, Darius, even Nebuchadnezzar, I think. Three kings. He was first vice president over three kings. So it was relevant for three regimes. Okay? Now, why did that happen? He was amidst, separate from all of them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were a pair. Daniel stood aside. You know why? God brought him into favor. So favor distinguishes people. Favor picks you out of the... wherever you hear the sound of my voice, may favor hit you. May favor hit you. May favor come upon your life. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, you will stand out amongst your peers. Favor will hit you. The kind of favor that has not been experienced down your family line will happen to you. Favor will stand you out. Favor will announce you. Favor will locate you. As you hear the sound of my voice, the very areas of your life where you need favor, where you are crying to heaven for favor, may that favor come your way. And I'm decreeing by the power of the Holy Spirit that whatever is a limitation, a hindrance to the favor of God is broken, and it breaks from your life today. So as you hear the sound of my voice, the favor that will make you preferred, that will make you stand out, is coming. Number one trigger of favor is mercy. If you want to enjoy favor, you must open up to divine mercy. Mercy is compassion focused on the love of God. Listen to me. Forgiveness is compassion focused on the blood of Jesus. Okay? Let me explain that to you. Forgiveness is compassion that is focused on the blood. Oh Lord, I have sinned. Forgive me. God remembers the blood that was shed 2,000 years ago. Because of the blood, He forgives. Mercy. You don't have to be in sin to ask for mercy. Even a righteous man needs mercy. Because mercy is compassion on God's love. God just, I love this person. Okay? That is why you don't need to ask for, be in sin to ask for mercy. Mercy. In Psalm 102 verse 13, the Bible said, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. Thou shalt arise and have mercy. So, once mercy shows up, favor shows up. To experience mercy is to enjoy favor. To experience mercy, it says, remember me, Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. So, mercy. Let's talk about mercy. In Romans 12, verse 1, Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. In Genesis 39:21, the Bible says, and God was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. God was talking to David. He said, David, listen to me. The reason why Saul lost it was because I took mercy from him. 2 Samuel 7:15. He said, I will not take mercy, my mercy shall not depart from Solomon, like I took it from Saul. So Saul was useless. Saul became a Saul to Israel. Because he was absent of, he was bankrupt of mercy. 1 Chronicles 17:13, God repeated the same thing. He said, I will not take mercy from your seed as I took it from him that was before you. Was talking to David. So what made Solomon, despite the limitation, was mercy. You don't work for it, you ask for it. If mercy is God's prerogative. It's God's prerogative to enjoy the mercy of God. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. When you are remembered, you are favored. And that's what God will do for you. It's going to be a divine remembrance. You don't work for it. God just shows it to you. God says something in Romans 9:15. I think in Exodus 31:19, he repeat the same thing. Exodus 31:19, Romans 9:15, he says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and we have compassion. So mercy is divine compassion. That's it. And that's what the psalmist said. Psalmist said, listen, anywhere I'm going, there's something I want to follow me. In Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy. That's what I want to follow me. So as soon as you ask God, oh Lord, show me mercy, favor comes with it. Show me mercy, favor comes with it. Favor comes with it. So every time you want favor, these are the navigating tools for favor. Lord, let your mercy rest upon me. Favor comes with it. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time of mercy is the time of favor. The time of mercy is the time of favor. For the time to favor, yea, the set time has come. Yea, the set time. You see, mercy of God is what stands people out. It's what helps people to stand out. Listen, let me say this to you. You can make impact in life. People are remembered for impact. And impact is on the platform of favor. Now, if I ask you, everyone watching me around the world, what's your father's name? You remember. Your father's first name and last name. Think about it for a minute. Do you remember your father's first name and last name? Okay. Do you remember your grandfather's first name and last name? Think for a minute. Your grandfather, his first name and last name. Do you remember? Alright, if you remember, do you remember your great-grandfather's first name and last name? I'm sure you don't. Okay. You don't remember, not that you forgot. They lived. But do you remember John Kennedy? First name, last name. If I say Rockefeller now, you remind me John Rockefeller. First name, last name. He didn't forget your great-grandfather's name. He didn't make impact, so he didn't remember. You remember Rockefeller because he made impact. You didn't forget. Nothing like you forgot your great-grandfather. He didn't make impact. He just lived. Listen, if he made impact, you remember his name, his last name, where he lived. Do you remember Herbert Macaulay? You do. Herbert Macaulay. He was born 1914. Do you remember Musa Mensah? He lived in the 18th century. That's not just a grandfather. He's a great. So you didn't forget your great-grandfather's name. He was poor, so you didn't remember him. He was stranded. So it's not as though you forgot him. He didn't make impact. When people make impact, they are not forgotten. So, sometimes when I hear people say, I'm wearing a shirt, I'm wearing a cloth, and they become arrogant. Say, this is Ralph Lauren. This is them. And I'm looking at them, I'm angry. You are wearing somebody's name. You are wearing somebody's name. Where will you make your own name for somebody to wear? You are arrogant that you are wearing a designer's cloth. That's somebody's name. God showed him mercy. He was favored. He stood out in his time. But you are arrogant about someone's impact. When are you going to stand up so that people can now link something to you? God will show you mercy. Wherever you are, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare upon your life that the mercy of heaven will hit you. The mercy of heaven will come upon you. The mercy of heaven will show up in your favor. The mercy of heaven will decorate your life. The mercy of heaven, as God shows you mercy, favor will become a heritage. As God shows you mercy, you begin to bask in the favor of God. As God shows you mercy, you begin to bask in divine acceptance. As God shows you mercy, you begin to bask in divine fulfillment. When God was talking to Moses, I think Moses, about the mercy seat in Exodus 25, if you read 18 and 19:20, he was telling them about making the cherubim, and he was very specific about the ends of the mercy seat. In 18, in 19, in verse 20, God was talking to them about the mercy seat. That you will keep a seat there in the cherubims, and it will be called the mercy seat, the seat of mercy. The seat of mercy. In Isaiah chapter 16, if you read verse 10, God said, in my mercy have I had favor. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor, God will show you mercy. Wherever you watch me from and hear the sound of my voice, in any part of the world, anywhere you watch me or hear me from today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the reality of favor will become a tangibility in your life, that you will start a new lineage. You will start a new lineage. You are breaking records. You are rewriting history by the mandate of uncommon favor. You begin to walk in the steps of favor. By the mercy of heaven, by the mercy of God, begin to enjoy favor, begin to bask in favor. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, he only heard that Jesus was passing by. In Mark chapter 10, if you read verse 47, he said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy." I'm talking about people who are ready to take their word. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 107 verse 23. He talked about doing business in deep waters, not shallow. They that go down to the ship in the sea, to the sea in the ships, that do business in great waters. If you understand the law of fishing, you understand that great fishes are not found on the surface. You go to fish on the surface, you get tadpoles, tilapias, crabs. But if you are looking for sharks and whales, you've got to go down into the deep. And that's why he said to Peter in Luke chapter 5, he said, "Launch out into the deep." Luke chapter 5 from verse 4, from the 3 and verse 4. "Launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep for a drought." And the Bible said they caught so much fishes and their nets break. Their nets break. When I read that the first time many years ago, I said there is a problem here. How did they get fishes and their nets began to break? Net is made of leather. It's made of the piece of cloth. It's supposed to be their net began to tear. And God said, "No, what I meant is that their net began to break record." It was a record-breaking net. No net have carried such number of fishes before. Their net, you will break record. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, I see a harvest coming, and that harvest will begin. It will be the beginning of explosion in your life, down to your maternal, paternal lineage. You will break record. I see a record-breaking intervention, a record-breaking harvest is manifesting in your life. A record-breaking harvest is showing forth in all that concerns you. A record-breaking harvest is visiting your environment, visiting you, and God is going to empower you. You begin to enjoy divine favor by the mercy of God. Number two, trigger of mercy. I'm going to tell you in 1 minute. Don't go away. Please stay on the line. 1 minute. We're going to come back. I'll give you the second trigger of mercy. I'll take testimonies and then I'll pray for the sick. 1 minute. I'll be back. Happy. Hello, welcome back. God bless you. I just said to us that we need to understand the dimensions of favor. Favor is divine preference. Favor is divine selection. Favor is supernatural exemption for success. And I said the first trigger of favor is mercy. And the second trigger of favor is the fear of God. Whenever you fear God, you open up yourself for His favor. What is the fear of God? The fear of God is putting God first before every action. It's not about being scared, as it were, of God. You can so love God and express His fear. Putting God first. The fear of God means being conscious of God's action or reaction before you take any step. Being conscious of divine instruction as pertaining a matter, an issue. When you think of God first, you are always worried of how God will feel if something is done. What does the word of God say about this I'm about to do? Let me show you something in the Bible. When Joseph, his brothers came and met him in chapter 42 of Genesis, Joseph kept them in prison for 3 days. The anger was still in him. He kept them in prison for 3 days. He was only human. But in verse 18, he said, I fear God. I fear God. He said, and Joseph said unto them, Genesis 42, 18, he said unto them on the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. In other words, how will I do this to these people? He was conscious of God's reaction over an action. Being conscious of God's reaction over an action. Okay, now, in Job chapter 1, what stood out Job was that Job feared God. In Job chapter 1, if you read from verse 8, verse 9, Job 1, 8, 9, God said, Job is an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Okay, that's how God started it. The Bible started introducing Job and said, was a man that feareth God. God Almighty said he feared God. Satan said in the next verse, he said, does Job fear God for naught? Three things here. The first time, people knew Job feared God. God knew Job feared him. Satan knew Job feared God. That tells you, if you fear God, number one, people know. If you fear God, Satan knows. If you fear God, God knows. While Job was being introduced in Job chapter 1, verse 1, 2, down, it talked about Job being a man from the east. He said he was perfect and upright, one that feareth God. This was the introduction. People saw that. Verse 8, and God said, Job, one that feareth God. Verse 9, Satan said, does Job fear God for naught? So, if you fear God, people know. If you fear God, God knows. If you fear God, Satan knows. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you read verse 13, we see how important the fear of God is. He said, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and thou shalt serve him, and swear by his name. When you fear God, you open up yourself for divine favor. You can't be offending God and expect him to be defending you. You can't get defense from the man you offend. If you want God to defend you continually, then you must fear him. You must put him first. You must put him first. You must consider. When Potiphar's wife came, that would have been, as it were, a time for compromise for Joseph. Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest. So I want you to begin to pray. Lord, plant your fear in my heart. Jesus, somebody met Jesus in John chapter 3 verse 2, a man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus met Jesus in John 3 verse 2 and began to explain an x-ray in John chapter 3 verse 2. He said, no man can do this size except God be with him. In my days of praying to God, you know, I read in scripture how Jesus brought Lazarus back to life after 4 days. I was seeing a few healings around. I wanted to see more manifestation, and I was crying to God. God took me to this scripture. He said, no man can do these miracles except God be with him. So I paused. I said, the reason Jesus did miracles was because God was with him.
So that means if I want to see God heal the sick, I can't stand people being sick. I just wish God could touch them. I said, God has to be with me. What will I do to have God with me? The Lord took me to John 8:29, and I saw it. He said, he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. Why? Because I do the things that pleases him. Okay, so if God must be with me, I have to do what pleases him. I have to fear him. So the fear of God is a trigger for uncommon favor. If you want to walk in favor, God must show you mercy. You must fear God. And number three, I'll stop here before we pray. If God must show you favor, you need light. You need light. You need light. And the light is only found in the word of God. Your addiction to the word is what makes favor an addition in your life. You need light. You need the light of God's word. Light is what brings favor. When a man wants to enjoy favor, he needs illumination. Light singles you. When you are moving in darkness, for example, the whole place is dark, and you release light in a direction, all attention goes there. So the reason you are still in human detention is because you lack light. Ecclesiastes 11:7. Truly, light is sweet, for it's a good thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Ecclesiastes 2:13. He says, Ecclesiastes 2:13 says, light excelleth darkness, as wisdom excelleth folly. In Job 3:20, he said, God gives light to the man that is in misery. When you live in misery, you need the light of God. Jesus is the light. When you have him, you have favor. The Bible says in 1 John 1:5, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In John 1:5, Jesus said, this light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended does not understand. And in John 8:12, Jesus speaking said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we cannot talk of favor without talking of Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus, you can enjoy favor. He is the light. When favor comes, when the light shines on you, rather, favor is effortless. Like Isaiah 60:1, he says, arise, shine. Not arise and shine. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. When light comes, shining is easy. Rising is effortless. If you don't know Jesus, you need to know Jesus today. If you don't walk with his word, you need to walk with his word. You will say this after me if you need to have a relationship with Jesus. We have testimonies. I was told we have a life testimony, and we have so many other testimonies, but we try our best to see how we compress time so we do not go beyond maybe 2 hours or something, because it's very important, because you have to do some other things. But we are going to do a prolonged study. I will let you know that we can study, we can take in questions, you know, as they bother you. But if you need this light in your life, you will say this after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today, just as I am. Have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you will not fail, you will not falter. God will keep you in Jesus' mighty name. If you want to enjoy favor, don't forget, to enjoy favor, you need the mercy of God, you need the fear of God, and you need the light of God. This is your season. I'm going to pray for you now before we take testimonies, and I pray for the sick, that the favor that has never manifested down your lineage, down your father's lineage, your mother's lineage, may that favor hit you wherever you are. May you enjoy from this day favor as a shield, as a garment, in marriage, in business, in ministry, in your health, in all your hand finds to do, in your walk with God. Enjoy favor.
may it become a strong, visible, tangible manifestation in all that concerns you. Your dreams be favored. Your talents be favored. Your skills be favored. Begin to enjoy it. In Jesus' name. We'll take testimonies now. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Alo Shaka. We need to hear the testimony. Can we hear the testimony, please? Can we hear the testimony?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My name is Desmond. I'm watching from UK, from Canada. My wife, on Sunday, she woke up with a very strong headache. I've never seen her like that since we got married. So,
no one else will do no one else will take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find my way. Help me find my way to bring me back to you. Oh, 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 you're all I want. You are all I ever needed. We lost that testimonial signal. I hope he's going to come back. I have been having pains in my stomach. This is a testimony. I've been having pains in my stomach. Doctor said it is Helicobacter pylori.
that it affects the intestines. As Papa prayed, the pain is no more, to the glory of God. Peter Oluwarotimi from Auchi. Peter, you are healed. The name of Jesus is above every name. It's above sickness. It's above disease. I was having serious pain in my chest as if something was moving. But Papa said, let us put our left hand where we are feeling pain and the right hand on the device. While he was praying, I felt a sharp pain as if something was uprooted from my chest. Since then, I never felt that pain again. Thank you, Jesus. Anne Marie from Sierra Leone. Anne, you are healed in Jesus' name. As Papa said, place your right hand on the device you are watching from. Then I did so. I am healed from migraine headache. Thank you, Jesus. Nkechi, living in Finland, you are totally healed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Greetings, Papa. I just want to thank God for delivering me from bedwetting for long. After the communion service on Saturday, I slept, and when I woke up, I saw nothing on the bed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Papa and Mama, for all your prayers. Edith from Paris, you are totally healed in Jesus' name. During the communion service, I keyed to Papa's prayers for the sick. I have been having severe pains on my body, but after the prayers, the pains disappeared. Juliana from Katsina. Juliana, Jesus has healed you. It's totally gone. Celebrate the God of Apostle Johnson Suleiman, to the glory of God. Glory to God for healing me from a severe pain on the left part of my chest after the communion service on Saturday. The pain has been there for over some years with medical treatment, all in vain. Daddy, this causes other part of my body to malfunction, and it makes me slow to my daily activities. Thank you, Jesus. Timothy from J2. Timothy, you are healed in Jesus' mighty name. I'm texting from Abuja. My mom is with me right now, and she's very much relieved. She suffers from arthritis. Following the administration, she placed a hand on her waist as we instructed, and she's so amazed right now. She's healed. Her name is Juliana. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Daily around the world, the testimonies that we do not take are more than the testimonies we take. I hear testimonies all the time. All the time. Like mind-blowing testimonies. Because we are in the days of the supernatural. There's nothing the devil can do about it. These days, we have it in the agenda of God, and the day of His power, His people shall be willing. Through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemy submit thyself to thee. Psalm 66, verse 3. The Bible says in Psalm 110, verse 3. The Bible says in Psalm 62, verse 10. God has spoken once, twice have I heard it. The Bible says in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. In Matthew 10:1, he gave power. He gave power. In Matthew 28:18, all power, authority, all has been given to him. One of the areas God wants to manifest his power is to heal you. In Acts 10:38, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. He wants to heal you. In Luke chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, healed everywhere. And in Luke 9:11, say, he healed everyone who was in need of healing. Are you in need of healing? Then he's going to heal you. If you are in need of healing, he's going to heal you. Right now. Place your hand where you have the symptom. Your left hand where you have the symptom of pains. Or any loved one, or even on their photograph. As you place your hand on their photograph, as I pray, begin to call their names. And place your right hand on the device you're watching from. Your phone. Your tab. Your laptop. Your television set. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease. Someone has been having attacks in the dream. You wake up, And anytime you see this dream, you wake up, it's like your right part goes paralyzed. The Lord said that experience is over. And the power that manipulates your dreams is broken today. I come against cancer. God is healing anyone with cancer. There's someone by the name of Jeffrey. Jeffrey. You have HIV. 3 weeks ago, you were contemplating death. Don't. God has an agenda for your life. And that agenda God has for your life is going to be fulfilled in Spain. You lost your mother. Lord said, don't. Jeffrey, you have a friend called Angel. I'm just saying all of this so you know that the Lord knows you. The HIV just left you. Blood transfusion from heaven. I come against pile. Someone excretes and you just see some stuff coming out. Pile is gone. I see God healing people with asthma. Somebody by the name Susan, you are asthmatic. I see you with your inhaler. You are holding your inhaler on your left hand. God is saying you don't need it anymore. The asthma is gone. I see two people. You are a set of twins. And you have a problem on your legs. It started with just boils. But now it's like the legs are going rotten. By this time tomorrow, flesh will cover those legs. Jesus is healing you. I come against every sickness in your body. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed. Spinal cord problems. Sugar diabetes. Erectile dysfunction. Pelvic inflammatory disease. Asthma. Tumor. Growth. Cataract. Myopia. Hypermetropia. Leukemia. Hepatitis B, STDs, infections, go from your head to your toes. Jesus makes you whole. In Jesus' name, it is well with you. You are made whole. In Jesus' name, the Lord bless you. Tell everyone Friday is our prayer time, 5 to 6:30. We are going to be praying and believing God for prophetic words. Believe in God for massive deliverance. I know your time of favor has come. My name is Johnson Suleiman. No matter what the matter is, you matter when it matters most. I'll see you on Friday. God bless you.